that he does not hold from Lev Bezdemasna Lev Madiv Rebbe Shimon Ein Niftan Tamidim. There's no way to be paid to them now that they're a Tam. You have to wait until they become a Baal Mum, and then you can sell them and redeem them. But Divrei Chum, according to Chum Shita, Niftim Tamidim. The Chum, they hold the side of Lev Bezdim Asnaleim, so Bezdim made a condition. When they first brought these Tamidim, even though usually a carbon, when it's a Tam, when it has no Mum, there's no way to be paid to it, it has Kedusha Saguf on it. You cannot get the Kedusha off it until it has a Baal Mum. But here there's a special condition, Lev Bezdim Asnaleim. Bezdim makes the condition here that these Kabbalists that we do not need, that the Kedusha Saguf goes off it, and therefore it only has regular Kedusha Zomim, that you could be paid to it. You see clearly, it's only the Chum that holds this Svara, not Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon does not hold from Lev Bezdim Asnaleim. So we have Akasha back again. According to Rabbi Shimon, a carbon Seba is not different than a carbon Yochid. So we have the question, why do we bring Shnei Sirim on Yom Tovim for? If you mafresh them together, the second one cannot be Mechaper. So we have to come out to the terrace. You'll see tomorrow, another terrace maybe, but so far we only have a terrace that yesterday the Pesukim was talking about, Zeachazeh. All right, let's catch it.
Yeah, we're holding Zvachim Medav Zayin Amar Aleph. Just a little chazro, we just learned last Gemara we had on Navofam Beis. The Shaila was is an essay of Liachar Afrosh after your Mafresh Korban, and then you're over in Yisra say, do you have a Kapora with this Korban Oiler or not? So Gemara wants to bring a Raya from the Loch of Sirem, that the Sirei Atzeres, how can we bring two of them? So Gemara said, it must be for the Tumah that happens between one and the other. So you see that's mechaper on an essay afterwards. So Moros said, no, the Moros Madcha, Moros Vahokha, the Yesed Lacha, Frosho Ko Mechapro. So Moros Zid, the Afrishin Vasachas, Hochinami, Hochamaskin, the Afrishin of Bezeachazer, that there are Mafrish two Kabonas, one after another. And therefore, the second one is mechaper on the Azeh, what's happening in between. So Moros and that, Valeku, Valemele, the Kroh, is it possible to say that the pasuk is only talking about by the Kisrei Atzeres that they were mafresh one after another? The Sirei Atzeres, it's the pasuk says bring two of them. Mash, even they bring them together. That was one question. Now this Amra Pop answered and said, no, Karbona Siba Kamrit. You bring me a proof on a Karbon Siba, I tell you Shani Karbona Siba. The Sirei Atzeres that's brought on Yom Tif, that's a Karbon Siba. And by Korban Tzibur, it's a special halacha, there we say, to lay the Bezdin Kamasna Leim. Kreb Yudom HaShemil, the special halacha, that Bezdin is Masna, Bezdin makes it tonight, when they first buy the Korban for the Tzibur, they should always be fit to be used. Like if Yudom HaShemil says, the Yom of Yudom HaShemil, Korban Tzibur, or Korban Tzibur, Sakin Moishchoson L'mashahein, the knife B'shas Teshchita, that makes it, you could use it for whatever purpose is aimed for. Even though we do not know what it was for, we're going to meet them that you did not need this year, you could use for the next year. It's Peshah Shechita, you use it for what you want. So see, there's such a cloud of Lev Bezdin. The heart of Bezdin has a right to make conditions. So Melo, Korban Sibra is different. That's why this Korban Sibra could be Mechaper, even on an Isaras, even on the Averis that happened after the Afrosha. Oh, Malay Reb Yisrael Bered, Reb Shmuel, Reb Popo, Oh, Meyistel, Reb Shimon, Le Vez, the Master Leim, is it true? We want to answer, Reb Shimon is the one that said this, that the Siri Atzeres come to be Mechaper for the Averis in between. And Reb Shimon himself does not hope for this cloud of Leiv Vez, the Master Leim. Because Omer Rav Idi Barav, and Omer Rav Amr, Omer Rav Yitzchak, Omer Rav Yechanan, that Tmid in Shlehutzuchu, Letzibor, the Korban Tmidim, that you set aside, you bought from the money of this year, and it comes out now by the end of Adar, the end of Chodesh Adar, you have leftover Karbonis you cannot use for this year anymore. So what do we do with them? Because Halacha is, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you have to start bringing Karbonis from the new Trumas Alishcha. So what do we do with the Karbonis that were left over from last year? So he said like this, that Ledivrei Rabbi Shimon a Niftin Tmimim. According to Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Shimon Mashma does not hold Lev Bezdin Masna Leim. So since the Bezdin bought these Kabbonis for last year, they cannot use them for this year. And therefore it's called Ein Niftim Tamimim. You cannot just be paid to these animals now when they're a Tam, and to use the money and buy a new Korban. but rather you have to wait until these kabbonis become a balmum, and then you can first redeem them. Like Rashi says, the Ochi Gomel or Rabbi Yechonon, the Rabbi, this is what Rabbi Yechonon was mekamel from his Rebbe, that the pligi bo Rabbi Shimon Rabbonin, some achlokes between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbonin, whether you say leiv bez the masna leim or not. The Rabbi Shimon, less leiv bez the masna. According to Rabbi Shimon, he does not hold this svara of leiv bez the masna leim. Lachshir letimidei shon habo, that you could use this korban itself, even though it's a tam now, that you have a right to be poyder it, and then to buy it back again and use this korban itself? No. According to Rabbi Shimon, you can't do that. But the Dibrei Chachomim niftin tamimim. But according to the Rabbanan Shita, that they hold leiv bez din masna lehim, even though usually a korban calls man a tam without a balmum, you cannot be poyder it, you have to wait until it becomes a balmum. But over here there's a new svara of leiv bez din masna lehim, that bez din made a special condition here, that these tamidim, if we will not need it for this year, we're allowed to use it for next year. How do we do that? We can be paid to it and then buy it back again and use it for the next year. So who you see, Rabbi Shimon does not hold leiv bez din masna lehim. So therefore it's a question then. There's no new halacha of a korban tzibor, so how come by the sirei atzeres, the serum that are brought on Yom Tovim, that it's mechaper for the two chet of Tumas Mitzvah Shekadoshov, how come you have to bring two? And the answer was, that's mechapa for the avera that was done in between one and the other. So you see, even though you are mafresh two of them together, still a korban could be mechaper on a chet that's done after the hafrasha. And now the Gemara says, v'yoid, and more. The Rashi says, what's the more? That inami, even if you want to tell me, inami bois lameimah dekro dochak umukya nafshay kishefrisha mzechazir. There may be no, from this halach of Reb Shimon, that the shnei Sirei Atzeres come to be mechaper, maybe Sorema, like we said before, that they were mafresh them, they're mafresh one in the morning and one in the afternoon. And therefore the second one comes for the chatoyim that happened after the first afrosha, before the second afrosha. Maybe the pasuk is talking like that. So then bechlal you would have no proof that an Esther korban could be mechaper on an avera after the afrosha. But still, for you, even if you want to say that way, Reb Yirmiyah asked a question from Reb Zera like this: Sirei Atzeres, these two Sirim, these two goats that we bring on Yom Tov on Atzeres, Shekibul Damon Bishnei Koisos. What's going to be, even though the Shechita was done together, like the Afrosha was done together, and then they made a Shechita and both Kabbonis together, one after one after another, and they were Mekabel the Dam also. Shekibul dam mishnei kaisas, like right away they mekabel the dam. They received the blood from the first korban in one basin, and then they used the second one to mekabel the second asirim. So you have now the two kaisas of blood already to make the zrikas. Now the nizrak dam shorishan, they made now the zrika on the first korban first. So question is, he asked, sheni lam hubo, why do we bring the second one for? Like the Chur, the first one was already mechaper and all the chatoyim of Tumas Mikdash Kodeshev. And the answer is that the second one comes, Al Tumas She'oira She'ira Bein Zeh Lo Zeh. If somebody went into the base of Mikdash when he was Tumay now, in between the first Zrika and the second Zrika is mechaper for him. So Chur, you see very strong here that even though you already made that frosh on both the serum, and you even made the Shechita in both of them, you even made the Kabbalah, just you did not make the final Zrika. Still, if the Chet was done before the second Zrika, the second Zrika, the second Korban, would be Mechaper on that Chet. So you see clearly that a Korban could be Mechaper even on the Averus that were done after the Afrasha, as long as the Zrika was not done yet. So now the Gemara is, that Ad Kan up until now, Loi Mi Boilei Ela Esed Liach HaShechita. In other words, where does Reb Yirmiyah ask the question from Reb Zera with his last Shaila boy, Menei Reb Yirmiyah, Reb Zera? Where did Reb Yirmiyah ask the question from Reb Zera? His only suffix was, if the chet was done after the shechita, could the korban be mechapa for that chet? That was his whole suffix. Elasad lacha shechita. Like here the case was, you made the shechita on both korbanos, and now if you did a chet in between one and the other, between one zrika and the next zrika, is a mechaper. That was a suffix. Avalesed liachra frosh lemi boile. But Mashmi has no doubt that for sure, if it's before the shechita, even though you already mafresh the korban, still if you do a chet later, you can have a kapor with this korban. So see, clearly, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, that lach afrosha means nothing. That for sure, even though there was afrosha, still if you do a chet later, before you made the shchita, pshitem shchita, you will have a kapor with the korban. So when it says like this, Dilma maybe, maybe when Rabbi Yirmiyah meant to say like this was, he meant to say imtim tzolayim kramar. And he only meant to say with an intim tzolayim, like true. Rashi says, Dilma maybe really tavayim kami boyleim. Maybe Rabbi Yirmiyah really had a doubt both ways. And Bochah can be born. This was his doubt. Hi, Bein Zelazed, the Koma Reb Shimon. That's what Reb Shimon says, that we bring the two Sirim on Yom Tif. And it's Mechapa for the Chet between one and the other. What did he mean to say? Did he mean to say, Koy de Mafrosha Koy? Is he only talking about before the Hafrosha? Maybe it's only Mechapa, like we said before, Yemafresh one in the morning and one in the afternoon. So the Chatoim did in between, since it's before the second Hafrosha, then it's Mechapa. Maybe no, even though you mafresh both serum in the morning, still, as long as you did not make the shchit, you did not bring the second korban yet, so then the second korban would be mechaper on the averas done before this. That's one suffix. Now, the yim, Tim Slim, if you want to tell me that achafrosha nami koi, koidim shchito yafil yacha shchito adzrika, that was a suffix, even if you want to tell me true, that a korban could be mechaper for averis that are done, even after that frosha, what's going to be after the shchit even, up until the zrika? Could this korban be mechaper on chatoyim that were done after the shchita? V'adalei, we answered back, yes, afilo ad zrika, even up until the zrika, also, the korban could be mechaper. But Rashi still ends off that the Dilma may be like Kaim Long Krab Zera. So Rabbi Yirmiyah asked both questions to Rabbi Zera. See, even though Rabbi Zera holds that there is a kapara, but who says we pass like Rabbi Zera? Rashi says, Vidilma maybe, Leikaim like Rabbi Zera. Therefore, our suffix before still remains a good suffix. That's a suffix in the Gemara, that after you made that frosha, and then you do a chet, can this carbon be mechapa for you or not, and still remains a shaila in the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, Itma, we learned, Toido. You have a korban toida. Let's say Reuven is bringing a korban toida. Now, whoever made the shechita, he made it l'shem toidas chaveroi. He had in mind for it should be oila for a korban toida for somebody else. So Rashi, this is a shal in the Gemara that Rabbi Romak Sheva, Rabbi says this korban toida is kosher. Rabbi Chizda Rama Pesulah, Chizda says no, the korban is posel. So Rashi learns like this. What's the shal in the Gemara? That toidus sheshochto l'shem toidus chaveroi loy sheshochto amnas sheishchapa bo mi sheina baleho v'yein, not that you had in mind that this korban should be mechaper for somebody else, because if so, that's the real case of shinu bailim, and that's that we have after the Mishnah, that it's l'chayv l'shem bailim. But here we're talking about what's not a shinu bailim, like you don't want the kaporo to be for another person, just you mechavin Kodesh, that Ela Shinu Kodesh. It's like a Shinu Kodesh over here. Rashi said the case was Shoysel Ruvain Toida or Shimon Toida. Acheres, both Reuven and Shimon had their own carbon Toida. Now the Kohen made a mistake. Whoever made a Shechita v'Shachet as Toidosai Shalzeh, he shafted Reuven's Toida l'Shem Toidosai Shalzeh. He had a mind to do it l'Shem Shimon. But not that he had in mind, like we had before, Shinu Bailam is that the kapara of the korban b'shasta zrika, like the zrika should help for somebody else. No, it's like a Shinu Kodesh, that this korban, instead of being Reuven's korban, you had in mind it should be Shimon's korban. And Rashi says, really, v'uadin, v'shoychet chates chelev l'shem chates dam, could be the same svara by korban chates, or the old korbanis, he could be the type of a shayla. Is this called the psulonat? Because the Maise, it's not a Shinu Bailim, but it's like a Shinu Kodesh. But it's not a real Shinu Kodesh, because both Kabbonis are a Korban Toida, like Rashi's a Chattis. If you have Yeshech the Chattis, which is supposed to be done, L'Shem Dam, L'Shem Chalif, is this a Psul Shinu Kodesh or not? So it's a Machlaikis Rab and Rav Chizda. So it's like this. Rab, Romak, She Rab says the Korban is still kosher, and it's even Olu L'Shem, L'Chayv, L'Shem Bar, it's Olu L'Chayv, Toida L'Shem, Toida Nishkato, listen. There's no psul l'shinu kodesh here. this korban toida had a shchit l'shem korban toida. It's kosher 100%. Rav Chisda Rav Sula, no. Chisda has posel l'shem shlomim didei nishchat abinin. That it is a loch of shinul kodesh that you have to shech l'shmo. It has to be done l'shem the bailim. Rashi says l'shem shlomim didei binin d'chsiv zevach toida shlomov. It has to be to his shlomim. You have to shech it for the owner. Because the high difficult group, what do we argue? By Toido, Bishom Dimino, Maisi, Rabba, Siat, the Rabba brings the proof for what he says. But Mir Rashi says, who are Din Lashaz Vachin with the same Shalah and the other Korban? If two people, Reuven and Shimon, both have a Korban Shlomim, and they shecht Reuven's Korban Shlomim, Lashem Shimon's Korban Shlomim, is this considered a Shino Kedish or not? Like a Chizda says, yes. The Pasuk says, Zebach Toida Shlomov, it has to be the owner's name. You have to have him in mind. Now, Omar Rabba, Rabba says, Minoah, Minoah, how do I know my Yisrael to say that it's still kosher? And it's even Olu Labayl Mashem Chayva. How do I know this? So Rabba says, the Tanya will learn like this. The Bosak says, Ubosa Zebach Toida Shlomov, the Yoimek Ribu es Divchai. The day he brings the Korbin Toida, but it calls it Shlomov. So Abuchanan says, Mishum Reb Lezer, that Bor Lelam to come to teach us that Toida Sheshachot on Lashem Shlomim, if you have Reuven's Korban Toida, that the claim that make a Shechita now, Lashem Korban Shlomim, Kshera, is Kshera 100%, and Sila Olu Labayl Lashem Chayva. What about the opposite way? Shlomim, Shenishchot on Lashem Toida, let's say you have a Korban Shlomim, that you made a Shechita Lashem Korban Toida, so then Sulim, it's possible, that's called the Shino Kodesh. Psula means it's like Olu Labayl L'Shem Chayva. Now you can ask the question that we had before, Ma Hefresh Ben Zelazer, what's the difference between the two? Amanashach, is the Toida Shlomim or not? So the answer is yes, that Toida Kuri Shlomim. That's this Pasuk, that Toidas Shlomov, that a Korban Toida is called the Shlomim. So if you shech the Korban Toida L'Shem, a Korban Shlomim, that's kosher 100%. But the opposite way, no. V'yein shlomim kruyin toida. A korban shlomim is not called a korban toida. That's the halachas. So now what's the diyuk here? That shlomim l'shem toida psula. V'yishech the korban shlomim l'shem a korban toida. That's when it's possible. Mashma though ha toida l'shem toida k'shera. But v'yishech the korban toida, even though l'shem another korban toida, it's always kosher. So that's Rabbi's proof that it's kosher. So my love isn't the case talking about dechavrei. That even though you shecht l'shem your friend's toida, still is kosher. It's only yishal if you shecht the korban shlomim l'shem on the korban toida. That's where it's a shal that it's possible. If shecht the toida l'shem another toida, even though they're two different people, still is kosher. So Gemara says knowledge. Rav Chisda can answer you, no, there's no diuk here. Lo yateh that we're talking about here, today, it's his own korban. The diuk is only if you shecht your own korban toida for another korban toida, that's where it's kosher. But if, let's say, Reuven has two korbanos, he has a korban shlomim and a korban toida, and the kohen now shechts the korban shlomim l'shem a korban toida, that's where the deed gives that psula. So Moshe says, Ava, what do you want to tell me? The chavrei my psula, but if it would be his friend's korban, even a korban toida, then it would be possible. Says so. Adetoni, why does it only say shlomim l'shem toida psula? Why does it only say that way? Let us say also toida l'shem toida. That there are cases that even a korban toida of Reuven that was shechted l'shem a korban toida for Shimon is possible. If so, then the kol shechein shlomim l'shem toida. For sure, I would know shlomim would possible if it was done l'shem a toida. Like madach, even a toida itself if it was done l'shem another toida, it's possible. So pshita shlomim l'shem toida. Tomorrow says no. The chiddush here is that shlomim l'shem toida didei yitzrichlei. Here, the so bright is talking about where Reuven himself has these two korbanos. And that's the Chiddush, that even though they both belong to Reuven, but if they shecht his shlomim, l'shem toida, that's what's possible. Because really, sakot, if possible just means the olu l'bayim l'shem chayva. Because really, sakot, that the Chemin I would have thought to say, mi de toida krui shlomim. Since the korban toida is also called the korban shlomim, so maybe the opposite way also. I would also say then, that a shlomim is nami krui in toida, korban shlomim is also called a toida. And therefore, v'chi shochet lu l'shem toida. L'ichshiru, if you shech the korban shlomim. L'shem a korban toidi, your own korban, it should be kosher. Kamashla, no, here it's possible. Even though they both belong to you, but this is considered the shinu kodesh. The fact that you shechted one korban shlomim, l'shem a korban toida. But it's talking about when you own both of them. Say Nechnami, if you own two toidis, then avad it'll be no psul. But according to Rav Chisda, if Reuven has a korban toida, and the kohen shechts it, L'shem Shimon's carbon taida, and Echnami, that's also Michla, it's also included in the psul of the Shinu Kodesh. In other words, a Kodesh means like the shame of this carbon. The shame of this carbon is, it's called two things. It's called the carbon taida, and it's also called Reuven's carbon taida. So if you shecht Reuven's carbon taida, L'shem Shimon's carbon taida, that's also a type of psul of Shinu Kodesh. Again, the way Rashi learned is not Shinu Bailim, because you did not have in mind that the kapora of this carbon should be for your friend. Like Rashi said before, you, there you'll have to have in mind that b'shas t'shchita, you plan to make the zrika l'shem your friend. That will be a psul in the machshav of zrika. But over here it's a psul in the pure machshav of shchita alone. It's a ged like shino kodesh that you want this type of a carbon to be for somebody else. That's a psul. So according to Rav Chisda it's possible, but according to Rabbi Yosef, no, it's kosher. Vaita. Omar Rabba, Rabbi says, Chatis sheshochato l'shem chatis k'sheira. If you have a korban chatis, even though you shechted for a different type of a chatis, like you are mechayev to bring a chatis for dam, and you shechted it now l'shem a chatis of chelev, still it's kosher, since they're both called the korban chatis, it's k'sheira. And it's even also like you mechayev the chayev l'shem oyla sula. If you shech the korban chatis l'shem a korban oyla, that's psula. It says in the Mishnah. The Rashi says psula gamri completely. Because it's not like learned in our Mishnah that kol azvachim aksherim that chutz min atesach liyachatis. The korban chatis here there's a psul. If you shech the korban chatis l'shem l'shmo l'shem another korban, that passels the chatis. My time. What's the reason? So of course the reason is because the pasuk says v'shochat oisol chatis amarachmono. That you have to shech the korban chatis l'shem chatis, and over here v'rei chatis l'shem chatis nishchato. Here you shechted the korban chatis l'shem chatis, even though you shechted for the wrong chet. It was supposed to be brought for the chet of dam, and you shechted for the chet of chelev. But since they're both korban chatis, therefore it's kosher. But l'shem oyla psula. But if you shech l'shem oyla, that's not called l'shem chatas, that's called the ashinu kodesh, that will make a psul, you have to burn this carbon. The Yama Rav Rav also said that chatas sheshochato, ami shemachuyiv chatas psula, if you make a psul l'shinu bailam, you shech Reuven's chatas, l'shem Shimon. And Shimon also did a chet that he has to bring a korban chatas for, so he has shechas this korban chatas in a sack of psula. But ami shemachuyiv oylik sheira, but if you shechted Reuven's korban chatas l'shem Shimon, and Shimon only needs an oyla, he only did an isser asay or a loist asay, a lav shenitzli asay, he does not need a korban chatas. Therefore, there's no psul l'shinu bailam here. My time. What's the reason? Because the pasuk says the chipur alov, that you have to have in mind the kapara should be for the owner, and not that the kapara should be for somebody else. This is the psul l'shinu bailam. But the diik is alov l'yachadero, you have to mechavim that he should have the kapara, and not his friend should have the kapara. The diik is chaveru dumididei, his friend is like you, which meaning the mechuyev kapara kamoisai, he has to be mechuyev a kapara, type of a korban, the same way you are. That's called mino is machrev bo, v'yena mino is ena machrev bo. That's his pasuk. For that there's a psul of shinu bailim by a korban, that's only if the second person has shaychis, needs the kapara of this korban. But since he also needs this korban, does that make the psul? But if his own mechuyev an essay, he has no shaychus, the korban chatis, he will not be, now that's not called olav v'loyachaveroi. There will not be a psul of shinu bailam. And now the Gemara goes weiter. The Yomar Rova Rova says, chatis sheshochato ami sheinu mechuyev klum psula. This is the Chiddush. Reuven has a korban chatis. Now the kohen by mistakes, whoever it is, makes the shchito l'shem Shimon. Now Shimon is not mechuyev kolum, means he does not have a chiyev to bring a korban chatis, and he also does not have a chiyev to bring a korban oil either. He does not have a chiyev to bring a korban. That's called the mishen mechuyev kolum is psula. This also applies to psul of shinu bailam. Why? The question is why. The chur, if the other person is not mechuyev the korban chatis, so the chur, it's not called minoy, so it should not be machr. The chur, it's a stir in rava. Therefore, there are some that are gurus here that rava means to say an oila, sheshtach to amishen mechuyev klumis tzula. But pasha, the gurus is still is like chatis, and we'll soon see the reason why. So again, so Amar Rava, that chatis, a korban chatis, sheshtach to amishen mechuyev klum, is psula. And the reason is, Shein l'cho odom v'yisrael, that there's no person in Klayasur, no Jew, shein no mechuyev esay, that not mechuyev in esay, meaning that it was not over in Yisrael asay. See, even though he does not have a chiyev to bring a korban oila, meaning he did not make a neder to bring a korban oila, but akoponim most probably he was over in Yisrael asay, or else he was over a lav that shenitically asay. In these cases, the kapor is a korban oila. And who adin the chiddush here is that a chatis is also mechaper on this. The Gemara says vayte v'yomer Rav. Rav says that chatis, whoever brings a korban chatis, mechaperas halchay ve'esay mekal v'chaymo. Like if the person did a chet that is mechuyev to bring a korban chatis, let's say he ate chaylev or he ate dam b'shoygig. Now that person now has the chiyuv to bring a korban chatis. Let's say he also was over in Yisra Asay. So the korban chatas that he brings forgives him for all the Yisra Asayas that he did also. And Rava says this is Mikal V'chayma, after Kal V'chayma. Al-Chay V'krisis Mechaperis, if a korban chatas is Mechaper for such a strong Avera, that Yichay V'krisis B'mezeron, Al-Chay V'yetzel L'kol Shechein, on a simple Avera that there's only an Yisra Asay, Pshita, that a korban chatas is Mechaper. So it comes out on a person that's not mechuyev a korban at all, but our koponim he most probably was over in Yisra Asay. So now when Ruvain's chatis is being shechted l'shem the kapara for this Shimon, this korban will help Shimon, because really Shimon will also have a kapara from this korban chatis, because it's mechaper on the Yisra Asay. So we have to understand then why is the first halacha, what does Rava say if Ruvain's chatis was shechted l'shem Shimon, and Shimon is mechuyev a korban oila, that it's kosher? L'chur, why is it kosher? Since Shimon needs a korban oila, must probably did a chet, so l'chur, let this chatas have to do with him. So Gemara asked this question now, l'meimu, what do you want to tell me? Debas minohi, that a person that was over in Yisra say, he's called debas minoi of a korban chatas, that a korban chatas has to do with him. This korban chatas will be mechapef him also. Yeah, so it's a question. I have Omar Rav himself just got finished saying that chatis sheshochato. Almi shemachuyiv chatis psula. If he shecht Ruvain's chatis for kapor of Shimon. So Shimon is also mechuyiv a korban chatis. That makes a psul. That's called a psul shinu bailam. But almi shemachuyiv oilek shero. But if he shecht Ruvain's chatis l'shem Shimon. And Shimon is only mechuyiv a korban oilo. It's kshero. So the question is, why is it kshero? Since Shimon needs a korban oila, most probably he did a nisar asay. So now Ruvain's chatis could be mechaper on that. So Ruvain's chatis has to do with that aver, his nisar asay. So why don't I say it's called like minoy, that should be machr, that should make a psul of shinobailim? Why does Rava say that if yeshecht Ruvain's chatis, l'shem Shimon that's mechuyev a korban oila, it's kshera? But if Shimon is not mechuyev a korban oila, that is, he was not mafresh a korban oila yet, just it was over in Yisra Asay, then Ruvain's korban would have shaychus to Shimon, and there would be a psul shinu b'aylam. It doesn't make any sense. So my answer is like this: the insight is, I'll tell you, mikiva loy mechapro, but mikufya mechapro.